Next weekend, Lance Armstrong will be seeking his fifth consecutive cycling title in the Tour de France. Cycling can be a solitary sport, one person against the road, but throughout his career and his battle with cancer, Lance Armstrong had a coach, Chris Carmichael. He's a former Olympic cyclist himself, and he joins us now to talk about how he's trained the world's leading cyclist. Mr. Carmichael, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
First off, I just like to know physically where you are during an event like the Tour de France. You'll be there. Will you just be following along Lance Armstrong by the side of the road, talking to him at the end of the day? What?
Actually, a good portion of my work is really done before the Tour de France even starts. My responsibilities really are to get Lance in top shape so he can defend his title and be 100% ready. Once the race begins, my job's kind of done at that point.
How long have you been his coach?
Since 1990.
How was the cyclist that you met in 1990 different from the cyclist that people came to know much later after he'd had cancer?
I like to think that there's two types of cyclists at the very top level, or at top level of any sport. I work with athletes in a lot of different sports. And at the very top level, to be an elite athlete, there's talented athletes up there. And there's gifted athletes, and there's various levels of talented athletes. Some have more talent than others, but to make it to that level, you have to have talent. Now, a talented athlete will work really hard to develop their talent and to stay at the top of their sport. A gifted athlete, they have this gift, you know, they're sort of a natural, and they're kind of good regardless. The problem with a gifted athlete is many times they just rely upon this gift. They don't really work as hard to develop it because it's come easy for them. And unlike a talented athlete, they have to kind of bust their butt to continue to stay up at that top level and get better. Lance is a gifted athlete. There's no doubt about that. And before cancer, he relied upon his gift primarily for his racing performances. After cancer, there was a distinct shift in him. And I think he realized that since he had the second chance, he wasn't going to blow it. He was going to really work on developing that gift. And that's what he did. He now works harder than anybody else out there. I think that's what makes him a grand champion.
Just on behalf of people who don't necessarily follow cycling that much, I mean, what is it that the greatest champion will do on a cycle that someone who's just really good won't quite figure out, won't quite do?
Well, let me give you a snapshot of what Lance was doing in training in May in preparation for the Tour de France. He went out and rode every stage in the Alps that the Tour de France will go over. And there was one stage that finishes up a legendary climb called Alpe d'Huez. It's a 220-kilometer stage. Lance rode the entire length of this in training, up and down a couple extremely hard passes before you get to the summit finish up Alpe d'Huez. At that point, he got to the top, and the plan was to load his bike up on the car and to drive back to the hotel in which we were going to stay. It was already starting to get dark, and he had already been on his bike for 7 hours and 10 minutes at this point, got up to the top of Alpe d'Huez and said he needed to do it again. Got his rain jacket on, rode back down. This is a 14-kilometer climb, and turned around and did it again.
The difference in elevation was 14 kilometers, like 8 or 9 miles.
Yes, yeah, and it pitches up to 14%. And meanwhile, he's already got 140 miles in his legs, up and down two other passes in the Alps, already now climbed the summit finish, just like the race will do, and he wanted to know the course even better. Nobody else does that. That's just crazy.
Chris Carmichael is the coach of Lance Armstrong and the co-author of a book called The Ultimate Ride. He's in the studios of public radio station KUVO in Denver. Mr. Carmichael, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.